Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was black and blue. Soldiers showing love on the...
Hey, welcome everybody to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, VJ Smith, the national president for Mad Dad, stands for Men Against Destruction, Defending Against Drugs and Social Disorder. What's up to everybody? All the Mad Dad chapters in Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, and of course the headquarters, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're also live on Facebook at this time. We're going to be talking about preparing your kids for school and bullying, and how do you identify some of the concerns for your kids' safety and some of the things that your kids need to be aware of when they're in school. We got lots of callers on the phone. Once again, want to thank you if you're on Facebook and you got comments, concerns about bullying or social media, any of that stuff. You can call in at 347-215-9262. That's 347-215-9262, and we're going to be talking about school bullying and how to prepare your kids for safety. Going to go right to the phone line. We're going to go right to the phone line. We're going to go to 707. We're going to go right into you. How you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
Hello?
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, this is Ann.
Hey, and thank you very much for calling.
Yeah,
good. We're talking about.
I hope all is well.
All is well. We're talking about school bullying. Have you got some advice or concern for parents when it comes and relates to school bullying?
Yes. What I think is very important is with all this stuff, you know, going on in our community, there's not enough support, especially with the youth. And it's very important that they know, you know, what's right and what's wrong. There's a lot of school bullying, and they all need to come together as a unity and realize we've got to help each other, especially the
youth.
I help the youth to inspire to better their lifestyle. So I think that this topic is a very good one to talk about, because when I was growing up in school, I was bullied, and what made me decide to want to help the youth is to let them know that you can come from obstacles that people think that you're not able to be able to come from, and know that you can make an impact for our youth. So with that being said, you know, I want the youth to know that they are loved, that they are appreciated, and we got to start doing better in our community, because if we don't teach our youth, how are they supposed to know right from wrong? So,
absolutely right. Listen, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come back to you. Don't you go anywhere. We're going to have you back on, so you just hang on. I'm going to go to 2203 and get some more comments about, and maybe piggyback off of some things you just heard. 2203, how you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads.
Hi, I was listening, and I do have a few tips regarding bullying and sending your kids back to school. The first tip that I would give is to pay attention to what your kids don't say. Sometimes, you know, our kids' behaviors change and we're not sure, and we don't know that they're experiencing fear or anxiety about returning back to school. So our job as a parent is to find out what it is and what we can do to help, and not to hesitate to seek out our community and our teachers to help us.
Well, that sounds absolutely marvelous, and I think you're absolutely right. The teachers seem to be overwhelmed, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. I'm just trying to get we're having a wonderful show. We got some individuals on here that are calling in, so you stand by. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back with you. We have to really plug into our teachers in our community and really sometimes teachers don't know what to do or how to respond to this. I'm going to go to 8485, and let's hear what they've got to say. 8485, how you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing? This is Wallace. I think that going back to school, when children go back to school, parents need to talk to their children coming off of summer vacation. Because, summer vacation is a long time, and they tend to have a lot of different encounters in summer, They're out free, they're running wild, and, you never know what goes on in the kid's life at that time, unless you talk to them. You have to, talk to your kids, ask them, how was summer, and, what happened, what events took place, and if you're not involved with them, so if you do that, maybe you get a better understanding about what they're, how they feel and what they're doing and how they're coming back to school, and as far as being in school and having, some kids, bullying stems from something in the home or, with family or something like that, you never know, it could be somebody was bullying them, and they just took upon it themselves to take up that same environment, of being a bully, or it could be emotional, it could be something they not getting at home. They lash out and, just at anything that they feel like is weaker than they are, or sometimes just they don't understand other people, they want to know somebody, but they don't know how to talk to them and get to know that person, So, it stems from a lot of different things.
Well, thank you, Wallace. Now, don't you go anywhere, sir. We're so glad to have you on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to Blog Talk Radio. We've got Wallace and others on the line. We're talking about bullying. And if you don't know the history, let me give you, because I'm going to be going. My next caller up that I'm going to is a 6158 number. I'm going to that caller. But before I go to that caller, I want to tell you the history. The history of bullying, the word was used in 1530 and originally applied to both genders and meant sweetheart. It was from the Dutch, meaning lover or brother. Around the 17th century, the term began to mean fine fellow, blister, and then harasser of the weak. So history has shown that name, bully, has come and used to be other things. We're going right to 6158. Thanks for being on the call. Thank you for holding. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing super.
Well, let's give us some questions and concerns that you may have and some advice you may have for us today around bullying and preparing our kids for school.
Well, the bullying part, we have to tell our children, get them prepared before school ever starts. Get them prepared to socialize with other children. Home bringings are not the same, and let them know it's a safe place. Introduce them to the safe place in the school, and that's to the principal, to their counselor, their nurse, even their teacher. They can confide in them. Also let them know that you are a parent, a 24-hour parent. Work is important, but you are on call. You'll be there for them. Participate in their events at the school and do some pop-ups. It's very important.
Wow, that is those pop-ups are something that parents need to do. I'm coming back to you. Don't you go anywhere. I appreciate you being on the call. I love the fact that we have wonderful people on the call. That number, again, for you to call in is 347-215-9262. I've got a young man in the studio with us. Let's talk about what you know about bullying and some things you may think that parents could do to prepare their kids for bullying, sir.
Personally.
You got to speak up so they can hear you, sir.
Personally, it's a lot that goes into bullying, like, kids get bullied about the clothes they wear, how they act, if they antisocial. It's a lot, so it's all about the group you hang around and stuff like that to me. The people you put yourself around, the energy you go receive back. So if people care about fashion and clothes and all that all the time, then and you don't care about that, you ain't got to be with them. You ain't got to hang out with them. Go find you a different group of people. Tell somebody about school or something or your career you want to get into. So you feel me? It's a lot that go into bullying. And each situation, you got to personally sit down and talk to the person that you can best get through with about that conversation and have it with them.
Tell everybody who you are, sir.
You got every connect. But I'm Ivy Lane. Nice to meet y'all. You feel me?
All right. How old are you?
18.
18 years old. Okay, right. you've heard from an 18-year-old. I'm going to go back to 1003 and maybe get some opinions about what you had to say. 1003, you're on the line.
Hello again, guys. So, yeah, what I'm going to continue to say is what he said was very, very good. I like what he said because, you know, too many people think they need fashion to be important in school or just in general life. And really, it's not about that. It's about what you have in your heart. So if you want to help the youth, we've got to start doing better with helping the youth by showing them that they are loved and that they are appreciated, starting in the home. If they don't have a good foundation of knowing value and stuff, they may take it out on other people and say, oh, well, this is how they were supposed to be treated. But in reality, We need to show them that there's more to bullying. Put down the bullying and show love and compassion.
Hey, absolutely right. We're going to come back to you. We want to say special thank you to everybody that's watching on Facebook right now. I see there's Jason Donaldson, my man, former youth leader. Also, we have Jason Muhammad, Myron. We've got Boz, Eddie Esau. My man, how you doing in the hospital, man? We're praying for you, Eddie. And then we've also got Gerald all the way from Kansas City. Erica, how you doing? Melanie, how you doing? I want to just say big ups to Jeff and all the folks on Facebook. Mike Jones, thank you very much for being on there. We appreciate it. The call-in number is 347-215-9262. I thank you for the comments, opinions you had. I think they're very true. I'm going to go back to 2203 and some of your thoughts about what the young man had to say, sir.
I think that's absolutely correct. Yeah. Oh, that's okay. I think that he is absolutely on point. He's on point with everything that he said. Kids do get bullied for all the various things that he mentioned. And I think that as parents, we need to make sure that our children are confiding in us. And we as parents, we complain that we don't know what's going on in our kids' lives and they won't open up to us. And this is because I think we try to interview them or we don't pay enough attention to them. And we need to spend more time with them so that they're opening up and letting us know what's happening in their lives. And a lot of times I find that when children are bullied, sometimes some adults seem to minimize the concerns that the kids bring to them. And, you know, we say, oh, I dealt with worse growing up, or that's just kids being kids. But we cannot approach it like that. It makes our children feel like it's something wrong with them. So we have to focus on trying to find out what our children are feeling and what will help them feel supported and heard. We need to empower them and ask them, what can we do to support them? And as far as going back to school, another part of that is approaching your child's teachers or principals as partners and not adversaries. You know, some parents start off on the wrong foot by bringing issues to the school's attention because, you know, we're upset and we start with accusations against school personnel. And that can lead to negative relationships. And that negativity can impede the efforts in getting meaningful changes that were meant to improve the situation for the child. So we need to invest time in learning about our school's policies, and we need to be prepared by asking for a meeting with your child's new teacher or new principal or staff by and also showing appreciation for the hard work that our teachers and principals are doing. And definitely avoid any accusations against the school until we get more information, and start asking for recommendations, such as helping your child find a peer group that is supportive of who they are. And I think peer groups play a significant role in the life of a child. So say if your child has fallen in with a toxic group of friends, finding a new activity or a new social circle can be really validating and very liberating, especially if it's separate from the drama that our kids go through in their school or with the friends that they're currently with. So I would think that we need to spend more time together with them, whether it's in a new sport, a performing art, a scouting troop, a volunteer activity, but supporting the development of our children's abilities and interests and self-confidence is such a valuable protective factor that we as parents can offer.
That's some great advice. We're going to come back to you. Don't you go anywhere. You stay right there. I'm going to go to 8485. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Any comments or concerns you'd like to share with us?
I think the young gentleman hit a lot of points. You know, like he said, the concern about bullying does stem from different things. Like he said, the things people wear, clothing, other things like that, you know, because as a coming up, I was a only child, and I was a product of being bullied too, you know, because of the things I had and wore, you know, the way I dressed coming to school, and, you know, other kids didn't have that kind of stuff. Some of them didn't, you know, so that's it stemmed from a lot of things, you know, and back in my day, you know, it was more or less my, you know, told me when you tell your mother that, you know, or your father, they say, well, you know, you better not let that happen again. If it happened again, you better, you know, do this and do that, you know. But nowadays, with everything that's happening, you know, with all this violence and things that's going on, you know, you have to talk to your children a little bit better these times, you know. Like I said, find different solutions, you know. I mean, it's real hard these days, though, you know, because, like, babies are having babies. I mean, it's not like when I was coming up, we had grandmothers and, you know, our mothers and fathers there, you know, and, you know, nowadays, you know, it's pretty much a baby raising a baby. I mean, they have no clue about what to do about the situations, you know, and some of them have no interest in even learning, you know what I mean, because it's all that they know. I mean, so
You're absolutely right. Thank you so much. Now, don't you go anywhere. Don't you go anywhere. You stick and stay. You listen to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. Bullying is an international problem. We want to say when boys bully, they tend to use more threats and physical intimidation on both boys and girls. Girls are usually more verbal and tend to target other girls, and they're very verbal. But it happens all over the country, all over the world, that there's bullies all around. We're going to go right to 6158. Yes, fam. 6158.
Yes, yes, yes. You know what? When my kids were in school, and I knew a lot of bullies because in school, they go to school and they're already clicked up, okay? So when I said clicked up, they already are familiar with so many of the youth that are there. So they got the ones that they hang with, that they just get there so they can all be together. And hood up, they get on with that. And them young people, you can't reach them. And a lot of times you can't reach them because they have seen the elders doing their thing. And when they don't know how to have relationships with elders, how can you touch the kids? You haven't been an example to these young folks. So they ain't ready to deal with you. They're going to give you just what they give their peers. They're going to give you strength. They're going to give you attitude. They're going to give you no time. And whatever come behind that, they'll even give you fight. They don't care. They will fight you. Them teenagers will fight you in the school. So if you can't have a healthy relationship with another adult from the grocery store on, and your child see it, they all about that life. You see mothers fighting with their daughters in Walmart. So when it's time for school, the child takes all that to the school. And I took it upon myself with the help of Mr. Brown, that was a dean, and I had a girls group at North High School. I got all the youth that were problem youth at North High School, all the young girls, and I was their girls counselor for the whole year, and it was successful and it was great. We had some graduations and it was a lot of crying, a lot of needs, and I was the one that fulfilled those young girls' needs. So I stepped in where the parents can. It's a lot of parents that works and they can't. It's impossible because of their schedules that they're not allowed to leave their jobs to get to the schools. So, yes, I'm the one that steps in and give them what they need, not always what they want, because I don't conversate just to give them what they want. They can't grow with that. And so I'm that one, and I plan on doing that the following year coming up, being that person. But we have to start with learning how to have relationships and also how to pass it on to our youth.
Well, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio. Thank you very much. That's great insight. We want to remind you to go to our website, www.MinneapolisMadDads.org, and also make a donation, make a contribution to help us do the work that we do. We're really excited about all the callers that are calling in, but we also want to say big ups to everybody on Facebook. I see you on here. Heather, how you doing? Donaldson, man, how's the family doing? How y'all doing? I want to say big ups to everybody on here watching. Marie, how you doing all the way? We got folks from Chicago, all over, that are watching. Let me share this. Research finds that the research from Fight Crime Invest in Kids reports that 60% of boys who bullied from the first grade through the ninth grade were convicted of at least one crime by the age of 24, and 40% had three or more convictions by the age of 24. Bullying is serious. It will make you angry. It will make you bitter. It will make you a criminal. Let me go back to the lines here. I've got somebody's been waiting online for about 11 minutes. 1003, you're back on Mad Dad Street Talk.
Hey, again. So, yeah, what's the genuine there? God. Also, why I think it's important is to teach youth. You know, it starts at home. So what they see at home will definitely affect them in their everyday life. If there's nothing but fighting, negativity, drama, that's what they're used to. So they think that that's normal.
And we have to break those barriers in the household. We have to let them know that that's not the normal thing to do, to love on each other, to respect each other, to have self-respect for one another, and most of all, to love their neighbor like they should love themselves. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect, and we're not perfect. And nobody should have to feel like they're better than one another.
Absolutely, absolutely. I appreciate. Oh, I'm sorry, I cut you off. I didn't mean to. And I want to thank you. Don't you go anywhere, because I'm down about 4 minutes. Blog Talk Radio, everybody on Facebook, down about 4 minutes. Once again, I want to say thanks, everybody, for calling. I'm going to make my real quick rounds of last thoughts. Before I do that, I want to talk about bullying has a lasting psychological effect, you know, mentally. And it says those who felt bullied in the sixth grade were more likely to report feelings of loneliness. 6 years later, those who were bullied in the sixth grade feel more overtly aggressive in the 12th grade. So bullying has a psychological effect. Cyberbullying can be punished as a sexual predator. So be careful if you're on Facebook, social media. Cyberbullying that is sexual can result in the bullying being registered as a sex offender. You don't want to be registered as a sex offender. It affects our kids. And women are more likely to experience workplace bullying than men. So bullying is not just a school thing, but it's a serious thing, and it happens to all kinds of people. Final thoughts. I'm going to give you time for final thoughts. I got 3 minutes left. I'm going to go to 2203. Give me your name and your final thoughts.
Hi, my name is Tananye, and my final thoughts are, as parents, provide unconditional love and support, because research indicates that children who come from affirming and supportive families are much more confident and resilient, and they're also more likely to avoid that negative peer pressure and have a stronger sense of self. So I think we as parents need to provide an actionable way to help our children succeed. The more that we show this support to our children, the better that you can help them be more prepared for all the uncertainties of the new school year.
Well, thank you very much for those final thoughts. We're going to go to 8485. Your final thoughts, please.
I think that schools and parents should identify with this behavior, and more or less the schools, and come together and try to find a solution or some type of classes or, you know, therapy to help these young guys or girls who are doing this bullying, you know, find out a solution to help them out, you know.
Absolutely. I think that's great. Your final thoughts, 6158, your final thoughts, please.
Just know it's not like it used to be when we were in school. And if you can't make it to your kid's school, assign someone in your family that it has any kind of leadership authority and have them to step in the gap for you.
That's one absolutely wonderful, sir. Give you a final thoughts, and I got one more number to go through.
Be honest with yourself. That's the best way to get through it. You're good.
Be honest with yourself.
Good.
1003, your final thought.
Yes. So the final thought is continue to stay on the right path. Teach them what's right, and teach them the value of life, because life is too short with all this stuff going on. We've got to do better in our community. And we got to teach the youth that bullying is not okay.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank everybody for being on Facebook Live with us. I want to thank our producer, CC, for producing the show today. We couldn't have did it without you. We really do appreciate that so very much. Remember, next time we'll be back on next Wednesday at 11 o'clock. Be on for Blog Talk Radio. Big ups to Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Texas, and, of course, the headquarters of National Mad Dads all across the world, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We are excited to have you here. Look forward to seeing you next
week. M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, because you know that we are blessed. Father's of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.